You're listening to Matt and Bubba in the Morning. This show originally airs most Thursday mornings on lovethynerd.com/twitch. The following Saturday, you can enjoy the audio version only right here on LTN Radio. Now, let's get into the show.
Hey, what's up, nerds? My name is Bubba, and I'm joined with my good buddy, my bestie, schmestie in the whole wide world, Matthew Wambier, if you're nasty. And you are watching and or listening to Matt and Bubba in the Morning.
Oh, because, right, this is on the radio now.
It is on the radio. Last Saturday was our first episode on the radio.
How many complaints did
Maybe
we get?
Maybe our second episode. Who's counting?
Do we get any complaints?
Yeah.
We did?
Sure. Probably. Why not?
Well, if we get complaints, we'd take it off the air. That's what happened with reggae.
No.
Never forget.
That's how you know. That's how you know it's working.
Right? Like, Don't even.
If people are like, ah, boo, those guys suck. We're like, hey, look.
Turn it up.
Yeah. turn it up. turn it up. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. I know that everybody has something else that they're doing. Mm-hmm. I have been up for a long time.
How long? What time did you wake up? What time do you have to get your kids awake in the morning?
So my kids start waking me up at about
start waking you up
6:30-ish, yeah. And for me, that's too early. It's way too early.
Huh.
Our kids are now going to public school. And so that's fantastic. Like, I love it. I absolutely 100% love it, except I don't 100% love it because there is the whole morning part of it.
Mm.
And I love to not be up in the morning.
Well, I'm just, is Anna waking them up, or they're just like, they're setting their own alarm? And
so Naomi, she's up before her alarm goes off. She's just ready.
Yeah.
The boys, not so much, you know, like it's kind of touch and go there. But Levi, bless his little heart, bless his little pea picking heart there. He is his father's son.
100%
he is his father's son. Don't wake him up. He's not interested in that.
Hmm.
Doesn't want to be a part of that at all. And gets kind of angry, if we're being real, when he gets woken up, when he doesn't want to be woken up.
What time were they waking up before school started?
I would say probably like 7:30. And now we've got him out of bed like an hour before that.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but an hour.
No, that's a lot. Yeah, I get
that's
it.
That's a lot of time, dude.
I'm going to say this, and I think a lot of parents are going to be upset, but we earned this. So it took us years to get here. Our kids will sleep until as late as we let them, basically. Like June will sleep until 10 sometimes if she wants to. Penny will sleep until 9 if she wants to.
See, that's the life I want to live.
The boys will, like, whenever they want to wake up, they will. Margo is usually the first one to wake, and she'll usually wake up around 7:30, but she doesn't, like, demand anything. She can make her own breakfast, and she can get herself whatever she wants, and, like, we trust her to, you know, not burn the place down. But now we're getting the kids up. We're trying to get on a better schedule. So around 8 o'clock every day, we're waking them up because they need to get up, get rolling, get that homework going.
Because
we sent the boys to a 1 day a week school, but they have a full-time load. So every day they're doing work that they have to submit online and scan and make sure it's in the right format. We had some trouble. Had some trouble on a wrong format last week. And I was like,
what do you mean I can't use Comic Sans? Get off my ridiculous. Back about it.
Well, they want to send the PDF file, but Avon sent it in something else.
Okay.
MP4 or something. No, I don't know. and so I was like, dude, I don't know. Like, you scan this on, you use the iPad to send this, and like, it's only allowing you to send it as whatever you send it as. I'm like,
sure.
I don't know. I had to figure it out. And then I went and made some food. They figured it out.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. That's an F all day, every day. You got to learn how the real world works.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, Anna's saying here in the chat that Caleb, our oldest, basically has never slept past 9 a.m.
Someday you will.
I mean, I don't... That dude, I have seen him be wiped out. I mean, wiped out and gone to bed super late. Nobody cares.
What time do you normally go to bed?
We put them down at, you know, we start bedtime at about 8:30, and our kids are in bed, generally speaking, about 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And so, I don't know. I got one question for you though, Matt. Like, are you guys open to adopting a 35-year-old man? Because
you have to get up at 8.
Oh no! I want to go back to the way things used to be.
No, sorry. This is school year time. You're getting never up mind. At 8.
I rescind my.
I say 8, but it's kind of like
proposal.
I say 8, but then I, like, you know, some days I'm like, oh shoot, it's 8:45. Probably should wake them up.
No, so, those are the moments. Those are the moments we live for. But I have been up for forever, and my kids were up before that. I was woken up by everybody.
Oh, I'm getting a call here on Alexa.
Yeah.
Hey, Avon, I'm in the middle of a stream right now. Can you call back later?
Yeah. Can you take a message?
Okay, Alexa, stop.
Sorry, everybody. Yeah, there's. I need to have like a big red light that comes on like everywhere in the house, like, do not leave me alone. Hey, there you go. Peek behind the curtain right there.
Like, Anna triggered the G lady that lives in our house. Google. Our robot. Yeah, Google. I think that might be too close. She likes her name a lot.
What do you say?
Yeah. You talking to me?
You need me?
But yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Absolutely. Shane, you're right. Like, an on-air thing, that would be awesome.
The door is closed. That means I'm on air.
I bought one.
You did?
I bought a box. He said she shed. It's like, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but it's basically the on-air box that goes above my door, and it's wireless. But here's the problem. Wireless is not the problem. The problem is that I bought it on Indiegogo.
Okay, there's your problem. You're never
that's an indie no-no, because you'll never get your product.
You'll never get it. Well, good
luck.
It's
just not the way Indiegogo. Indiegogo is like, hey, 4 more days in this campaign. 2 weeks later, the last days of the campaign, we stretched it. 2 months later. Absolute last chance.
We need more money, please.
Yeah, it's just the freaking worst.
Well, good luck on that. Let me know when you get it. And then if you could just like 3D print me another one.
Yeah, so I would love to.
Copy it.
I can put, I'm supposed to be able to put like little emojis on it and stuff like that. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, a podcast will not even be a thing by the time I get that stupid box.
Aaron, you're fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. But we chased the bus.
Oh, yeah, you did. There, again. Well, I'll come back. Okay.
So if you're following this saga, day one, yesterday, we chased the bus because the bus was supposed to come at 6:49. And we were out there at 6:45. And at 6:45, the bus literally pulled up. And we're only a block away from the bus stop. We were already walking towards the bus. And then we hear the bus coming. And again, did I mention we're only a block away from the bus stop? The bus stops, picks up the other kid who lives on the daggum corner right next to the bus stop, which should be illegal. And they pick up the kid. And as my kids are like running and waving their hands at the bus driver,
pulled away.
She closes the door and starts to pull away. But luckily, my kids were like right there. So Caleb's yelling at the top of his lungs. Yeah, just like in Spider-Man, Anna. That's exactly what it is. And so, like, they get on the bus. We're like, cool. I talked to the bus driver. Hey, I'm sorry. It's 6:49, which, why not 6:50? But 6:49 was when we were told you guys were going to pick up kids. And she goes, yeah, actually, this will be the time. We're like, okay, hey, mental note, 6:45, no problem. We'll be here by 6:45 every morning with bells on. We leave the house this morning at 6:40. At 6:41, the bus drives by, and we almost freaking miss it again. And so this time, I tagged out. I was holding PJ, and I let Anna run, you know, because I got my steps in yesterday.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it makes sense.
So what's going to happen is she's going to condition us to be there 35 minutes beforehand, and then she's going to be late. Because when she dropped the kids off, she was 20 minutes late dropping the kids off.
Well, getting home's rough, you know.
Yeah.
Traffic. Did Anna talk to the bus driver today?
I have no idea. Anna, did you talk to the bus driver today? I don't know.
What'd they say?
I just stayed away. I stayed back. I was like, look, I don't need this in my life right now. Do you need to get that?
I don't know. I don't think so. No one's, doesn't seem like anyone's dying.
And it did not ruffle feathers. Okay. So we're trying to be the cool parents.
Yeah.
Oh, hey man, time's a construct. It's whatever, you know. Here's the funny thing. Like when they're dropping kids off, they drive right by our house. Like it's not even, I don't know how it's on the route, but they drive right down our street by our house.
I used to hate that. When I was growing up, there was a bus that drove right by my house, but my bus did not. Like my bus went straight and kind of went a long way around to drop me off. And there's another bus that drove right by my house to start. And I was like, well, why the heck aren't I on this bus? So one day I snuck onto that bus and I got dropped off real early and I loved it. I got in big trouble, but I loved it. Like, you can't do this. And I was like, well, why? You drive right by my house.
Yeah. Like,
it's right there.
Our kids have assigned seats. Matt,
oh, really?
I don't know. Did you ever have to wear a seatbelt on the bus?
Never. Not once in all my days.
If our kids do not wear their seatbelt three times, they're off the bus for the year.
I didn't even know buses had seatbelts.
That's what I said.
Huh. Okay. Well,
hey, this is a brand new world. Yeah. Three strikes and you're out. Out of the ball game. No touchdowns. Straight to jail. Like the whole
line. They have the pad in the front though. Like if the bus hit anything,
tall and padded.
Yeah, like hit the pad.
It just hit the pad.
I mean, I was like sleeping on the bus. I'd be like laying down.
Oh, for real. Yeah. We were walking around. We were changing seats, all sorts of stuff. But this one, it's like legit. You have assigned seating and do not pass go. Do not collect $100.
I hope they, how far away this is the school?
It's probably 5 minutes as the Nazgul flies.
Okay. Yeah. Not too bad then. In case they, you know, just happen to not wear their seatbelt a few times.
But they sit right in the front. So like it's.
Oh, they're, yeah. The bus driver's watching too.
And our kids don't know. They don't know what the back of the bus is. They have no idea.
Hmm.
They just want to get on the bus.
But they were assigned to the front.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. I just work here.
Okay.
Well, my job is to chase after the bus in the morning. And to block some off days. The second half of my day some waiting days. For the bus to pick them up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, so congratulations.
Yeah.
Enjoy your quiet. Obviously, like you have quiet. I have kids calling me on, who.
Right. Well, so we've already recorded this morning. It's 9:30 our time. We've already recorded half of next week's Church Nerds podcast. And so PJ's on his second nap of the day.
Gosh, I'm on my second nap of the day too.
Am I right or am I right? Yeah. Anna's like, what do I do? What do I do with all this time that I have? And I'm like,
nap.
I don't know. I'm working. You do
sleep
and
the baby sleeps.
Absolutely. She's on her Computron right now. So, I hope that you guys are having a great time. If your kids are starting school, Matt, your kids have started.
Mostly. Yeah.
Ish.
Two of the five have started.
They're at least getting up earlier.
Yeah. They're getting up earlier. We're getting them in that habit. But we homeschool anyway, so they don't really need to be up early. We just get them up because we're mean.
We homeschooled up until this year, and I love it. Like, this is the best thing in the world. Okay. And until it's not. We're in day two, so super right. honeymoon phase.
Yep. We'll talk next week about it.
Yeah. No, we won't.
We won't. Okay.
No. Well, maybe. I'll be back in time to talk next week.
Hey, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm getting on a boat. Like that's right. I'm not going to be Saturday-ish. Here. I'm leaving Saturday. I'm coming back Thursday.
You won't be back in time. There's no way.
Friday?
Today is
not,
Thursday.
No, not this. I'm sorry. Free play. I'll be back in time for free play.
But we will. Okay, so next week we will not be having an episode of this here Matt and Bubba.
Correcto. No Matt and Bubba in the morning.
Okay. Hey, that's good to know. Just planning ahead.
Yeah.
I'll talk to myself then by myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you could bring Aaron up here.
No, I'll talk to Alexa. I'll talk to
her. Okay. If we leave Aaron down there, talk to her through Alexa. Don't say her name too loud.
It's like Beetlejuice. It's like Beetlejuice in this joint. Get me.
Beebles juice.
Beebles juice.
Well, hey, speaking of Sunday School Answers,
you guys should
buy that exclamation point SSA in the chat. You can see it just to your left, Matt's right. You can see it right there next to him. We have the Nerd Deck, which is our own personal thing that we've been doing with Sunday School Answers, and it's our deck. We made the dang thing.
I recognize the colors, so yeah.
Yeah, Matt, you remember cutting those cards out, right?
No.
No?
I didn't do it.
You'd been doing a lot of day drinking somebody else, for being around. Yeah. A lot of liquid death. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, I'm out. I'm freaking out.
Again?
For the first time, I'm out. I'm like out of my 12 pack.
Again, for the first time?
Yeah, I shared them with Aaron, and I went to get one this morning, and they were gone. Mistake. And I was like... So
did she did like when you got up, did she like have like 15 cans around her? And
if she did, I'd just be like, you're very hydrated. Thank you. Being so hydrated. Good idea. No,
liquid
but I'm
death is this sparkly water.
I'm drinking Clarbum.
Like some kind of plebe.
Clarbum from Costco. Clarbum.
Anna looked it up yesterday. How much this liquid death sparkly water is.
No, they're not cheap.
Like $30 for 12 of them.
No, then that don't. You're looking at the wrong spot. You can get a deal of like 13 for 12.
Where? Oh, but no, not for the sparkles.
Yeah, you can go to their website and buy two cases and get free shipping, and you're gonna spend 15 a piece.
Oh, Anna, make it so, because the Amazon wants to charge me.
Yeah, don't go. No, forget those guys.
Out the wazoo for those things. I do want to try them immediately. As you were drinking it, I was like, hey, just get on the internet real quick and just like see, just like
go to their website. If you buy two cases, it's free shipping. If I can't find it in town, I'll probably do it.
I cannot. Our grocer doesn't have them, so I have to go to the internet.
No. Well, we have a Whole Foods, so I'm gonna check the Whole Foods. They're supposed to be there.
We don't have a local Whole Foods, but what we do have is Sunday School Answers.
Oh, yes.
And you guys should definitely purchase that. The cards were submitted by people in our Love Thy Nerd community on Facebook and Discord and all over the place, anywhere anybody could get to it. And it's hilarious. You can play it in a vacuum just by itself, or you can add it to the whole thing that is Sunday School Answers.
It's right behind you. Look out.
That's the sound of like a stack of games falling next to me.
I know that life, yeah.
But hey, you want this game. This game is hilarious. It's one of the best party games that I've ever played. And I've played a lot of party games.
All of them.
This is something that you want to play with the right group. So it is Sunday School Answers. So if you're playing with somebody who doesn't really understand Sunday school or church culture or whatever, it's not going to be nearly as fun as it would be if you were playing with somebody who did poke fun at themselves in regards to church culture. So
right,
play with your small group, your life group, people from your church, whatever. And if that's not your bag, then don't play it. Like, that's totally fine too.
And then how about this? Just do it anyways.
Yeah. And also buy extra of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you don't know what it is, buy two.
Yep.
Yeah. Buy two, get two full price.
Absolutely. Hey, we also have some beard oil that
we do
help create with our good friend from Ubiquity, Brett. And I wear it daily. And look at my beard now.
Look at me now.
If you want to have a gray beard in the front, try Ubiquity.
Are you sick and tired of not having skunk beard? Try Ubiquity beard oil.
That's probably not right.
No, I think so.
But it does smell really good. It's like cloves and lime.
Barley. No, it's bourbon?
No.
It's not. It's cloves. And,
yes, there you go.
Patchouli?
Pistachio
oil.
You eat what you like and I'll eat what I like. it smells really good.
Well, click the link.
It smells really good.
We'll just read it.
That's too easy.
So this one, it's, yeah, scent and patchouli. Scent, clove and patchouli. It says scent, clove and
patchouli. You like scent? Well, yeah. It's a surprise.
Scent's my favorite smell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's whatever you want it to be.
But this is legitimately our straight up and down Beard Bros scent here. And Matt and I, we collabed on this and we talked with Brett of Ubiquity, and he was like, hey, let's work. I really I really was. I want it to be a clove base. Like you can base different beard oils off of different things. And I was like, dude, I'm not interested in being a part of this if it's not a clove base. It is. And the,
well, look at it now.
It has like a. I thought it had like tobacco in it. I thought it like had like a little. It kind of has like a cigar-y.
I think that's the clove.
Maybe. Or maybe it's the patchouli.
Hey, you know what?
And it's magic. Like saying that word.
It's just magic. I'm trying not to say it, so.
Patchouli.
Pistachio.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, hey, check it out.
I'm going to be real. Like, even if this wasn't our scent, this would be my favorite scent.
Agreed.
And it is our favorite scent because we got to pick the ingredients. Mm-hmm. Like, Dodoy, we like it. I think you guys should get a bottle of this. And apparently now it comes with a spray top on it.
Yeah, I didn't have a spray top. I had a dropper.
We're using droppers like a bunch of Neanderthals over here. Yes, Banaka. That's our next business venture is Beard Bros Banaka. Banaka Bros. Yeah. And if you don't know what Banaka is.
You didn't grow up in the 80s.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're probably like a Gen Zer, so.
Yeah, then you maybe have to say it a better way for them. We'll work on that. We'll work on our marketing.
I don't even, like, how else would we say it?
Ooh, maple bacon. Yeah, Al, we need that. Make that happen. But it's made with real maple syrup, so it makes your beard sticky. It's a spray, though.
Yeah, you actually have to refill it. You make bacon every morning, and you pour the oil in there.
Yep.
Yeah, it clogs it up, but, man, when it comes out.
It's worth it.
You gotta heat. It's the only beard oil you have to heat up before you use.
Well, yeah, you don't have your maple syrup warmer? I have mine right here in the room.
Oh. I have to warm up PJ's milk when Anna's not around because I can't make it.
His babies like to have warm milk, yeah.
He's real picky about it. If I give him slightly chilled milk, he just kind of looks at me like, I'm not eating that.
Try again?
Yeah. I'd like to talk to your manager, please. And so we have a teapot, and I just put really hot water in the teapot. It's a ceramic teapot, so I don't boil in it, but like I just put the lid on it.
Mm.
And it does. Right, boils up. It.
Okay. Well, deal with your beard oil.
So, like I was saying about the baby milk, get yourself a Sunday School Answers because you want it. Mm-hmm. And also go grab yourself some beard oil if you have a beard or if you know somebody who has a beard in your life. Mm-hmm. Like legit, I'm gonna be real with you. Scratchy beard, itchy beard is a real thing. I dealt with this just this past week because unlike Matt, I'm really bad. I don't put beard oil in my beard every day, and I should. Hey, Pink Queen, thank you so much. 97. Follow. Thank you for that follow.
Good year.
Hey. If you don't have beard oil that you're using, you need to put it in there. Like legit. Like Anna's like, you're a disgusting human being when my beard gets real itchy.
Oh. Because
then it starts to, flake and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
and so
it's gross.
Do yourself a favor. Just put beard oil in your beard. And this stuff, some of the best on the market. Did I mention it has patchouli oil in it?
Yeah, you barely did. You barely did.
Hey, okay, Matt. So we got some things we want to actually talk about.
We do. I talked about some things. I'm good.
Well, I'm doing some.
Yeah, well, this morning I was, searching the internet.
As one does.
Peeking around.
Yeah, peep that internet.
And I thought that in our lifetime, we had seen every Skyrim mod we probably would ever see. I mean, we have Thomas the Train, Dragons, we have...
Don't have me.
You name it. Until this morning, I found that a group is working on a new Skyrim mod, and they're trying to mod the game to make the game that Bethesda could not make in 2006.
All right, so we're gonna show you some of this. We're gonna keep talking, but we're just gonna show you some of this stuff.
And I look good. Look at all me.
What in the world?
Wee. It's like a dance party. Keep it going.
How about that one? You guys like that?
Fine.
Yeah. I had to restart my computer, and it's like your screens are not where they used to be.
Oh, here we go. So for those of you who've probably played Skyrim for always, because everyone's played it. They've supposedly added more trees and more grass, and looks like they've added a lot
like trees, right?
Monarch butterflies flopping around. They're trying to make
talks a lot. Let's get past this.
He does talk a whole lot. Well, his wife's gone. She's got to receive spoilers. Revenge. I know. To me, I don't. Nothing like jumps out. I'm like, oh, that looks so much different. Like to me, like, okay, yeah, it's that's Skyrim. I guess the grass looks good. Am I supposed to be looking at the grass?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, they did add more of it. We got the green goblin right here. Look at this guy.
No. Okay, he looks good. He isn't. Ouch.
I will say though, like, legitimately speaking, this is better. It does look better than Oblivion did, but Oblivion, like, the hardware was nowhere for Oblivion. Like, we were playing that game on Xbox 360. We were playing it on PlayStation 3, I believe. Like, I
think you're right, yeah.
Even on PC, like, it was capped. Like, there was only a certain amount of polygons that you were going to be able to get texture mapping.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've played Oblivion, like, it's like everything is the same. Like, all this stuff that you're seeing right now, like, that's
it's the same, but it just looks better.
Yeah, chill Canada, absolutely, Al. It looks more like Oblivion, and that's the whole point.
Yeah,
like it. It's the Skyrim engine with Oblivion. And when I played Oblivion way back in the day, I didn't care about it. I think we've talked about this on some show before. Like, Oblivion did not capture me at all. I was at a time in my life where I didn't care about any kind of adventure-y game. Even like Zelda, I was like, ah, you know, I'll beat it, or maybe
what
I
were
won't.
You playing?
I was playing fighting games. Like, I was
okay, yeah,
fighting games and racing games, and probably at this time, trying to think. I mean, my first adventure game that I like really got into was Fallout 3. Like, that's the one that I really like dove into.
Well,
and when
one.
When I fell into it, I had a hard time getting out of it. Like, I played the crap out of that game.
There he is, old Gobby.
Yeah. This is cool. Like, I really appreciate the fan-made stuff. I really think, Matt, this might have only been a matter of time, if we're being real.
Before someone did this?
Before,
I wouldn't have expected it.
Well, before Bethesda was like, oh, hey, you know, we haven't released on the Switch yet? Oblivion. Let's do it.
Okay.
I mean, that's,
yeah, you're probably right.
Isn't that what this console is for? Is for releasing like old games and stuff?
No, it's for releasing old games and waiting for Zelda games to come out.
I just love the ragdoll physics.
You know, I would play it. I would play it.
Would you play it, or would you just like try it? Like, I mean,
no,
like,
I would play it because I don't think I played enough Oblivion. I don't know. I would give it a whirl.
I really liked the story once I kind of got into things. I'm skipping ahead here just to kind of see. This is a lot of cave stuff.
There's that guy.
I really liked the story of Oblivion because Oblivion is the hell or the afterlife or whatever else, you know, into or for the Elder Scrolls universe.
Right.
And so, like, these demon-esque characters and all this stuff, and the armor's really cool, and you know, it's really over the top. Look at that horse. That thing is the devil. You know, like, all of this stuff in it was really cool. It was pretty slow for me when I was a kid. I think now I would enjoy it more, and I've even said, oh man, I might go back and play that again. But you know, I mean, we're going to leave Korik to kind of talk
He'll
to himself
figure it
here.
Out. Yeah.
As it stands right now, like, would I, here's the question. Would you, Matthew, would you download whatever you needed to download and install whatever you needed to install on your personal computer there to play this game?
My friend's playing.
It's not multiplayer.
But are my friends playing?
Shane says Oblivion was his entry into Elder Scrolls.
Okay.
So my guess is that, honestly, you could probably get Shane to play.
I probably would if it was free. Is it free? We don't know. There's not even a release
date. Such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah, I know. They're not giving a release date. They've been together just telling each other, like, don't give a release date because I don't want to disappoint anyone. So maybe in 10 years we'll see it done. And by then we'll be like, big deal.
Yeah, they're doing the DLC as well. Oh, like, gosh. They're redoing everything. I have to ask, like, how legal this is.
I was wondering if Bethesda is going to shut them down.
Well, I know when our boys at Pretendo find out that somebody's redoing Zelda in Unreal or whatever, they're like, "Oh, hey, we're really glad you spent all of your time and effort on that. Looks great.
Here's $0. Take that thing down."
Yeah, if you try it again, we'll burn this mother to the ground.
Yeah.
If it were me, and I think I've said this before, but like it just bears repeating, I'd hire them.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like let them finish it and hire them, and then I would pay them, be like, hey, thank you. We'll take all your money. But you can have some. And we'll make sure this thing happens.
Well, see, Frost, I agree with that. Frost says, I doubt that Microsoft is gonna shut this down. If anything, it's gonna get more people playing Skyrim again.
I was just thinking about playing.
That's my take on fan made reboots and all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
Like, if it gets more people interested in the content, what's the harm? Because you got to think about, like, what's the actual amount of people that are going to download and install this game? It's nowhere near as many people that are going to purchase the next ESO, Elder Scrolls Online or Elder Scrolls 6? 5?
5.
No. So 4 was Oblivion. 5 was Skyrim, 6 is whatever the next one. So anyway, like, more people are going to purchase the actual game from the developer, right? And if it gets them excited about this, it's free marketing. You don't have to do jack or squat. If anything, they should put some marketing budget behind this.
Okay. Hey, go ahead. Give him a call.
Yeah. 867-5309. Be the 7th caller.
I'd give it a whirl. I would try it. For a not very hefty price. How about that?
I bet you have to own Skyrim. That's my guess, because it's a mod.
You're not my boss.
I mean, as true as that may be, which it's all the way true.
It's basically just a plugin.
Yeah. Okay. Frost says, if you had to download the entire game from a different source, that'd be one thing. But this is basically just a plugin. People will buy the game or get the passes to use the mod. So here's the deal with it, though. Like, these kinds of things, maybe this game is outside of the scope of this because there is a modding community for Fallout 4 and for Skyrim, and like in the menu, you can add mods. But a lot of games, this kind of stuff, like, violates the terms of service because you're altering the game or doing whatever.
This encourages the terms of service.
They do.
Broke.
Everything is so different, though. Like, it's not like you're changing texture packs or whatever. It's
right.
Like,
you're not buying a horse again.
It's a whole nother game.
Okay. Hey, you sold me, okay? Let's do it. Let's make our own.
I'm here.
Let's make our own.
No, I don't want to.
No, you have time. Anything. Your kids are at school. We're fine. Plenty of time.
I got podcasts, though.
Wrap this up.
So that's Skyblivion. Go ahead and check that out, guys. I think, Matt, you posted the link in the chat here.
I didn't, but
if it ain't Baroque, don't fix it. I hear you, Al. I don't know. Like, this may not even be a thing that's on my radar whenever it lands, but for right now, that's got my interest, you know? Like, I never beat Skyrim.
I didn't either.
You hear that rooster?
Invite him in.
It's in my backyard.
Well, he was trying to get in the he shed.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Okay, like, legit, we had sunflowers.
Oh, no.
And Anna uprooted all of them because they were falling over. Oh. And they got pretty big. And now they're just out there just freaking munching on
really?
Sunflower
seeds.
You were
going to eat those things?
We were.
Well, not anymore. You eat that rooster with the sunflower, sunflower-flavored rooster.
Yeah. I've never had a sunflower-flavored rooster before. Can't wait. Well, hey, if you guys check it out, let us know. Or if there's something else that we need to know about it, hit us up. I'm super interested in that.
Yep.
But now, Matt.
Yes. No, this is...
Now is the time.
Yeah, we come to you weekly-ish, mostly. We give you things you should throw your money at on Kickstarter. And other weeks, we tell you not to. Quick update on the one we told you not to, Magholder. They were silent for 7 days. We think maybe they had a block from Kickstarter for 7 days where they couldn't comment. They're back though, and they're commenting, and the campaign's still going on.
When does it end?
It has like 25 days, maybe.
25? How long was the campaign?
It was the longest campaign. It was a 45-day campaign.
Holy jeez.
It has.
I assumed all the campaigns are 28 days long.
Exactly. It's 21 days.
Okay. All right, good.
So it's dropped down to 69,000. They've raised 69,000. They were almost at 100 a few weeks ago, but it's going down slowly ish. Still hoping Kickstarter shuts them down. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about a different type of component holder or card holder or bottle opener or dice roller.
Because we want them.
We do.
Component holders for our games and stuff like that. So these are the ones we want to talk to you about today. Hold on to your wallets.
Peeps. Well, just we'll get them warmed up.
How much you bet? Hold on. I don't want to look stupid. So okay. I'll look stupid beforehand. Yeah,
you're ready for the dance party.
Yeah. Because when I changed everything over, it freaking jacked me up. You know, I don't know where it is. I'm just going to push the button. Oh, hey, it worked. Look at that.
Here it is. Wormwood, quality gaming supplies.
And holy dang, are they quality gaming.
I have some of these. And they are awesome. They're so awesome. I use them for every game I play.
Feast your eyes. I mean, guys, this... Yeah, we ended up getting some of these for Matt. I guess it was last year. We just looked at... Oh, did you see?
I saw Mace Windu's head
jamming. There's a banger in the back. I guess it's more of a bop than a banger, but...
ask Mace.
Matt, you can talk more about these things than I can.
Yeah. So the ones I have, the solo, like I just showed right there for components. I have the card holder and such. And then I also have the dice roller, a small dice roller. And then a duo. And all of them, like you can see in the video, they all got from the right side. They all magnet together, stick together. And stack up, like they all have magnets to help them stack up and stay together as well. So like stacking like that, they're just so well done.
Guys,
what, you good?
That's the one Bubba wants. No, I'm not good.
They
actually,
no, here's the thing, they are pricey. They are in a pretty penny, or maybe they are a pretty penny.
They
I
are
don't
a
know.
Pretty penny, a very beautiful penny.
They are
as it were.
Very beautiful, pretty penny, but they're gonna cost you. You can get one for $20 for the lowest one.
If you look over here, it's like, hey, are you interested? You can pledge without a reward. That's cool. Mm-hmm. If you want to get into it, $20. And that's it. Buy this.
Well, you calculate. Like you're going to go ahead and you
pledge.
So here
are all the wood. And this is from like... cardboard, top left. Okay,
it's fine. They're
way
still
down
super
to
nice.
Obsidian, basically.
No, that's it's
Macassar ebony. I don't even know what that is.
I've never heard of that wood before. But I'm black poison wood though. Hoo-wee.
Look at that. Look at that black one, dude.
I know. Looks great. Good luck.
Yeah. These things are so gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, you can go and...
Yeah, these are the different kind of tiles we have here.
Aaron, we do need a few others because you know that when we play games, I always complain we need a couple more. We're always a few short.
Anna, we also need a few others.
Yeah, and what I didn't mention is every one except the dice roller has a coaster on the back as well. So
this one is interesting to me.
So
this is obviously you can see the title there. It's the caster tile. It's specifically designed for spellcasters in D&D. So I'm kind of a D&D pro now because I played one game.
You played that one time, yeah.
And so you have X number of times that you can use your spells. And these help you track how many times you've used your spells in a really cool way.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Mm. It's just ridiculous. Little combo tile there.
It starts at
30. This one, Matt, you're kind of on the fence on this one. Now,
once they showed me, that one right there, the tracker tile.
Yeah, the tracker tile.
I don't need the tracker tile. Like, I don't really keep track of a lot of things in games, typically. I mean, I probably do, but not enough for me to spend, $35 on it? So, there's also...
This one?
The note tile?
Not
super interested.
I mean, honestly... Like, legitimately speaking, if I need to do this, I will just get a post-it notes. Like,
you'll get
this,
one of those. Yep. Check into cash.
It's way cheaper. And the money that I would spend on this tile, I can just go and get a different tile.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is next the one, though. This is very, very clever, very thoughtful. Having your Corona, flipping that bottle cap out of there.
When I inevitably buy them, I will get one of these. It seems like the responsible thing to do.
Yeah, you'll be ready, and you'll have a coaster. You don't want to ruin your table. What's happening,
Rexer? What's going on?
Welcome.
We are looking over the Wormwood.
Well, it doesn't have to be beer.
What is it called? It's got a name.
Hexagonal.
Gaming system. Hexagonal. You gotta swallow your tongue a little bit when you say it.
It didn't sound right when I was saying it either. I was like, that's not right.
So then they also have this modular rack that you can get. You know, obvi, didoy. Okay, it is what it looks like. Storage. So like, if you want to, this one here is a dice tray. This is put your little minis in. This is not a thing that I'm interested in. But
Hexagoblin, yeah.
If you're looking to flex at your next D&D session, these things right here.
You're like, I just spent $80 on these.
Oh yeah.
Read and weep. Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting into some of the things that I'm legit excited about. These dice rollers. This party tray, did you guys see earlier? Maybe it'll show it again. Fit 7 of your hexes into here. It's not going to show. Oh, here we go. Look at that.
There it is. I just stacked mine up, but it looks cool.
This kind of stuff.
It's like a bee.
Oh my gosh, dude. Like the things fitting like that. It's why I love game trays so much.
Oh, right.
Everything having its place.
Yep, it's true.
It's the satisfying.
Watch it all day long.
This is the one I guess I am too dumb to understand the need.
Yeah, well, I think you're probably like, I mean, I get that if you want something like cool design on the outside, but yeah, as we get down, I'm just like, why do I need these?
Is the idea that you're gonna play inside of this, or it's just cool looking, right? It's just cool looking.
Well, right? I have a problem with it.
Okay.
If I'm gonna stand, if I'm playing in it, that's one thing. If I'm standing up to show other people, it's going to be crooked. Like the map will be crooked.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. See?
That's a really good point, Matt.
You don't mess with me.
You got to balance it on the knife edge here.
Okay. You just spin it.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody can tell me, what is this for? Is it for holding your minis? Trays. That would make sense.
Okay. Is there a lid? There's no lid for it.
It says map trays. What does that mean?
It means there's a map in it and it's a tray.
Oh, here you go, Matt. Here's how you show them off.
Yeah,
you got to buy the X-tree.
I didn't need that. I guess if you're like, yeah, if you're putting your D&D characters inside and you want to show them off, like, I got Sabertooth Tiger in here.
Yeah.
Peep it.
Sabertooth Tiger. You can get some Meeple.
There's the display one. Or the Meeples, yeah.
Oh, you can get suede liner for extra $10.
Yeah, but if you get suede wet, I mean.
Resin dice? I mean, if you guys don't know about Wormwood, they make everything.
They like, do.
Oh, hey, you like gaming stuff? Yeah, us too. And we'll make really cool stuff and we'll sell it to you. So now let's look at some of the pricing and then I promise that we'll get out of here. Yeah, best you can do is tree fitting. I hear that. Okay. So this is where it all really happens. This is the magic here. Okay. So you got each one of your tiles and then how much each of the wood costs to get that kind of a tile. So starting out with your white oak, your cardboard here. Okay. Don't get it wet. It'll swell. That's not true. It won't do that.
The $20 ones are fine.
That was a joke that I made to Matt. You know, cause Matt, yours are hickory. Mm-hmm. We decided.
Yeah.
So $25 for Matt to get extra sets. If I were to buy them, I would just get the white oak because right. Don't care.
They're fine.
So you can do that all the way down.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
To the Massacar. Macassar. The ebony stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do that, which look, oh, dude, it's just freaking gorgeous.
It looks great. It looks really good. Is that real? Like the wood is that color? I need to know that. Or they stained that color?
I think it's that color. $90 wow. bucks for a single.
I don't even know if I've ever seen black wood before. But I guess there's like black chicken meat.
Yeah, black chicken meat. So then you've got all the other stuff. Okay. Combo tile. Like you can just go through here and find those caster tiles. They start at $30. And I'm guessing, Matt, that they do come with the little beads. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think they do. If they didn't, that'd be a big mistake and I would be angry.
So let's see. I know. Shoo. If I just wanted to get 7 of these tiles, not counting the party tray is $75. Matt, if I want to go all into to the extent that I want to go, I'm looking at minimum 300.
I'm sorry. You don't need that holder.
Hey, listen, you can't talk to me like that.
The party tray.
Okay. You don't know. And if I want to get it in Madagascar ebony here.
Oh my gosh.
$330.
Like, I mean, you have to have a full, like that's a almost full size tree right there. Like,
yeah,
that's a big tree that they're cutting a slab out of and like whittling it down.
The things that I could buy for $330.
Let's hear it.
Oh, the places you'll go.
Oh, I thought you were going to list some.
Several copies. Well, I can legitimately think of gear that I could buy. I could buy all of the audio stuff. The Elgato Wave XLR. I could get mm-hmm. two of those. Mm-hmm. And that thing is worth its weight in gold. For this thing, that not I would worth probably its use.
Madagascar ebony, though.
Madagascar ebony, yeah.
Madagascar ebony.
You know, I mean, honestly, how often would I use this? How often do I play games? Honestly, mm-hmm. like legitimately speaking, not super often now.
You're saying that, but I my game playing has reduced a little bit since we moved. Like we're still trying to get into a rhythm, and life's been busy. But when I do play games, like I always use these trays, and I think they're worth. Okay, let's look at it this way. Let's say you spend 20 on one and you play 20 games in a year, $1 each use. Like, and it's going to last you longer than that. Like, these things are made of wood. Just, you know, don't be dumb with them.
Yeah, just
they're going to last you.
Whatever you do, just don't.
I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Buying them all.
Obviously, I've seen these things firsthand. Not a lot of people have actually seen them firsthand. They just have to be like, oh, well, okay, a magnetic tile. That's kind of cool or whatever. But actually playing games with them, friends, I'm telling you right now, like if you have the cap space in your budget,
mm-hmm.
this is a solid investment. Not a sponsor.
Not yet.
But we did. Hey, we Matt, you and I did teach these guys how to play Trial by Trolley. Remember that?
Oh, the Wormwood people?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot.
Yeah. That was, you remember when conventions were a thing?
Yeah, barely.
Yeah. Uphill both ways in the snow, that kind of
thing. I will say that if you do decide to back it, when you get your order fulfilled is based on when you, like, what backer number you are.
Yeah.
So I'm like 2000 something. Mine's not coming until May of next year.
And there are so many people that have backed this.
Yeah. So and they may change that.
4,103. That's probably you, one of you guys right there that just clicked over from two to three.
Barely made their goal.
Here's my deal.
Yeah, Mad T, there you go. It's an expensive gift, but it would be a worthwhile gift.
Yeah, absolutely. This is gorgeous. And honestly, this is a recommendation from us that you guys, if you can, or if you can for somebody else, like if you've got a gamer in your life, like we said with the beard oil stuff, like these things, they just increase the quality of life. Like I cannot freaking tell you how versatile these things are. The fact that on the back side of them, they're all coasters, this makes it more than just use for gaming.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I don't know. Hey, Wormwood, if you're watching, congrats.
It's a similar scam. I hope not, Andy.
No, it's not, man.
Not.
It's not. Matt has them at his house.
I do. They're the real deal. Mine are now aged 3 years. Well, I guess 2 years.
Yeah.
A while.
We'll see. And like, hold those up again. Like, I think that's pretty cool. We're going to show Matt real quick. So all of those are the same wood. That's all hickory. But look at the variation in that. So it is cut from actual wood. It's not a wood print. It's not vinyl. It's not a stamp. It's not, you're going to see the same thing on everything. Like it feels natural.
I did it. Oh no.
There we go. Gee, Matt, come on. Those things are too expensive to drop.
I've dropped them before. Yeah. They're nice. Like they're durable because they're wood.
So, hey, go check it out. We'll post the link again. Here, we'll just do it right now. Look at this.
There you go. Al, I'd love a table, but instead I made my own back there.
They also make tables. They make dice trays. They make dice towers. We see them all the time at conventions. Like these, Wormwood, they had to lay off quite a bit of their staff, same way as everybody else did, basically, during COVID. And so to see them coming back, it's like, oh, that's such a reprieve because these guys make beautiful stuff. Just beautiful stuff. And in case you're wondering, no, I don't own any of it. Subtle hint.
Oh, Chad, so kind of you.
So, but like, hey, this is a big deal. We like these things. We love them. And we think that you should buy them. So go check them out. Wormwood. Hexagonal.
Hexagoblin. Cool.
Hexagoblin. Gaming system. Yeah. Yeah, that word is always hexagonal.
Hexagonal. But when you read it, it doesn't, I don't want to say it that way.
Hexagonal.
Hexagonal.
Yeah. Say it like a human would say it, hexagonal. Oh, man. Well, hey, I think that's going to do it for us today here on Matt and Bub in the Morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will be back, if you're watching live on twitch.tv/lovethynerd, we will be back tomorrow, Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. With the Free Play podcast, and we would love to hang out with you guys and chat with you and do all sorts of stuff. And I will say this, that if we heard you guys loud and clear for Free Play, we hear what you're saying about the in-between sections, running the spots and all that stuff. Let me tell you what we're going to do. So we are still going to keep the spots in the middle, in between the segments, because that helps keep pacing for us. It keeps us on track and does a lot of good things for us moving forward. But we do want to spend time with you. We do want to listen to the chat and talk to the chat and do all sorts of stuff. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do 10 minutes before we start, and we're going to do 10 minutes after we start, where we just hang out in the chat, talking all that. And also, our closing segments from here on out are going to be anything that you guys post in the chat during the show. We'll come back and bring those things in, so that the things that you say are actually in the Free Play podcast, because it's all about relationship. We want you guys not just to feel like you're heard, but to actually be heard and seen. And so if we made you feel like you weren't, I apologize personally from the deepest parts of my heart.
But the biggest parts,
The deepest?
Oh,
I don't
the
have
deepest.
Any big parts of my heart. It's a tiny heart. And his heart shrank the top, 12 the sizes top that
part.
Day.
Yeah, the top has been
yeah,
my heart,
more the aor trickle. I don't yeah. know what's going
Hexagonal.
On. Hexagonal. Yeah, there it is. Oh, man. Yeah, you guys are always doing Kate's job.
Yeah, and we'll actually 100%. All three of us will be back tomorrow for the mm-hmm. first time this season. So look at that.
And then don't get used
your body
to it.
Ready. Yeah, get your body ready.
But I think I am going to be back next week. So I think we're back on track. Fine.
Well, and tomorrow we're giving away, tomorrow we're giving away some KSM stickers for those of you who care.
Ooh-wee. Is it hot?
I have a whole stack of them over there.
Is my fan just off?
Yeah. We'll figure out when that happens. Hey, we're boosting the stream again.
Boost the stream. Boost them if you got them. Well, again, like I said, hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Matt and Bubba in the Morning. We are live. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening on LTN Radio, we are live. I don't want to say each and every Thursday, but most Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Not next Thursday. Don't get
at
crazy.
At 9, right? 10 a.m. Well, Eastern time.
10 a.m. Eastern. 9
there it is. 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's 9 for me, 10 for him.
8 Mountain.
If we just move to a single time zone, like, I'm can working we just on it. Freaking do
I
this?
I mean, sorry, I'm working on you getting to get here. That's there what I'm working on. Like, yeah. Move on over here.
So, 10 a.m. Eastern time, right here on twitch.tv/lovethynerd, or it's easier for me to say lovethynerd.com/twitch. Drives you where I want you to go. And you can come hang out, be a part of the chat. This one's really interactive. It's super informal. We just have a couple of things we want to talk about and share a couple of cups of Joe or a cup of sparkly, bit of the bubbly. In Matt's case, didn't have any coffee this morning. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We're going to get out of here. Make sure that you check us out on all of our social stuff at Love Thy Nerd on any platform. Just type it in, see what happens. And also, just go to the website, like legit, totally 100%. Head on over to lovethynerd.com. Check out all the stuff that we have. We're starting to post everything. Matt and Bubba in the Morning has its own post. Mm-hmm. Church Nerd has its own post. All free play, book club, pull list, all the stuff that we do, two words, all of our podcasts, anything that we do, Humans of Gaming, all of it has its own stuff there on the website. And we've also got smashing articles for you. So make sure you get in there, figure it out. If you have any questions, just hit us up. The best place to do it, right there in the Discord. Thanks, Al. Perfect timing. That is the place to go. Oh, okay. Hey, before we leave, I do stream on Thursday evenings.
Yeah.
Frost wants to know what I'm playing. Frost, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a big reveal. All right. Here's what I want to play, and I hope it downloads in time and I don't have any trouble. I want to play Lawn Mower Simulator. Have you seen this game?
No.
Go check it out. I want to play. I don't even know if that's the real title
at all.
Lawn Mower, or maybe Garden Simulator. I don't know what it is. Basically, you're cutting grass. That's what I want to play tonight. And okay. I'm going to freaking do it, man. Like, I am in. I can't wait.
Good luck.
So, if you want to come see me cut grass like a boss, I think it'll be a good time. I wouldn't play something I thought was going to be boring. So, come check it out tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Come see what's up. But hey, like I said, we're going to get out of here. I'm Bubba. This is my bestie, Matt. I mean, it's just, we are who we are. We're the Beard Bros. We're Matt and Bubba in the Morning.
We are still Beard Bros.
We are still the Beard Bros. Somebody asked, I think Kate asked us, like, hey, are you done with Beard Bros? And I was like,
I said, you can take the Beard Bros out of the man, but you can't take the Beard Bros.
We're just, here. We're working on it. You and I are going to be together a lot. My guess is we make a lot of Beard Bros content while we're together.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in for that.
And just kind of do a lot then so that we can do a lot later.
Okay. I'm in. Deal. Yeah.
Well, hey, from all of us to all of you, if no one else tells you this today, just remember it's true. Jesus loves you, nerds.
Hang out
for
a raid.
Around for the raid. Okay, I don't know who we're going to raid, but we're going to raid somebody. And if we do, when we do, not if we do, do us a favor. Hit them with bits. Hit them with follows. Do all of the things that people on Twitch do. These raids actually help us build a relationship with the next person that we go to. Keymaster's on. Perfect.
Okay. Well, they're not popping up for me. Hold on. I'll refresh here. It's working.
We used to raid Keymaster every week.
Okay. Well, Frost, if you can do it, I can't find it.
Yeah. And if you don't want to raid Keymaster, I mean, honestly, that's fine too. Frost, if you got somebody else you want to raid, go for it. But Frost, whomever you want to raid.
Whomever you shall please.
Yeah. I fall into a rut. I like to raid the same people every time. Again,
big mistake. It
doesn't, yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big mistake.
Jono?
Jono's on.
Sure, I can do Jono.
We are not the only people streaming right now, believe it or not.
Okay, well, I'm making it happen. I'm pressing the button.
You doing it?
3, 2, 1. It's pressed.
All right. Hey, we'll catch you guys on the flippity flop.
Bye.
You just heard the audio version of Matt and Bubba in the Morning, exclusive to LTN Radio. This show originally airs live most Thursday mornings on lovethynerd.com/Twitch. Visit the channel and subscribe so you get notified when they go live next.